Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. This is the place we come together and grow and learn and get strategy every single week. Those of you who come to this platform, thank you so much. We believe that there's a leader evolving inside of all of us, growing every single day. And I believe that if you're on this platform, you are serious about leadership. That's what we focus in here. And I thank you so much for all the places you could be. You've chosen to join me in this place. And thank you again for joining us on this space. Now, if this is your first time, thank you for subscribing. And I want you to share this podcast with as many people as you can. It's our desire to reach 1 million people. Yes, 1 million. 1 million leaders. We want to reach around the world and empower them and inspire them. So make sure you share this podcast with as many folks as you can. Follow me at Joseph Walker 3. Joseph Walker, the number 3. I encourage you to do that. Of course, I'm grateful and thankful for all of you that do that every single week. I appreciate it. Do not take it for granted. And thank you so much. And of course, I want you to go to josephwalker3.org. You can get our content and things of that nature that I believe can be a tremendous blessing to you. So go out there and do that. Our books, our content, find out where I'll be in the country, meet me in a city near you. And if you're interested in having us to come and to share at your event, josephwalker3.org. I do want to also encourage you to go over to YouTube and support my wife and I's YouTube page, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. That would mean a lot to us, and I hope you'll do that. So go and support that. We appreciate it so very much, and thank you so much for supporting these efforts, and we are thankful and grateful for you. So I'm thankful today, and of course, I'm excited about this topic, as I know many of you are, because it's really about empowering our team. And today, I'm talking about preparing your team to think outside the box. Wow. This is a big one, right? Because I think that as you grow as a leader, your vision begins to expand and you begin to see things differently. We talked last week about the courage to be different. And a part of that for you as a leader now is how do you get the people who work with you to think a little differently, to think outside the box. This is a big deal, right? To be an outlier, as Malcolm Gladwell calls it. Adam Grant has a book called Think Again. There's a lot of ways, a lot of content out there on this idea of getting people to get beyond the normalcy of how they've always thought. And I've always thought that I believe with all of my heart that the way a man thinketh, so is he. As you begin to think differently about life, about leadership, about what's possible, then I think that that begins to expand your team and your team watches you grow. And as you do that, you have to be an example of what it really means to think in a different place. One of the greatest compliments your team could ever give you is you're different in a good way. You're expanding, you're pushing us. That's what it is. People want to be a part of something that they feel growth. They feel that they are evolving, they're growing. And that's what next level leaders are all about. So let me give you these principles. I want you to write them down because I really believe that all of us could help our teams think outside the box. Number one is encouraging curiosity. And I think a part of leadership is how do you foster a culture of curiosity, encouraging people to ask questions, to explore new ideas. Do you have listening sessions with your team? Do you give them an opportunity to ask questions, to think, reimagine, ask questions that may in other settings be seen as crazy, but in your setting, it seems is something that is possible. Provide the resources that are necessary to your team. Offer books. I shared two, and there are many other books out there, articles, courses that stimulate innovative thinking. I also think it's incredibly important, as I shared earlier, to model this before your people. Show your own curiosity in meetings and discussion. You ask questions. You push the envelope. You begin to ask what's possible, what's happening out there. See, this is when you are curious about what's next, what's out there, what's available for us, what's our next move. When you create that kind of culture and curiosity within your team, man, listen, everything you put your hand to do is possible because you've got a lot of people who truly, truly want to see that thing realized. So encourage curiosity. Don't be afraid of the tough questions. Allow people to ask those questions, engage your team. It'd be an amazing thing. Here's the second thing. Hear me well. Create a safe space for ideas. Yes. Promoting an open communication line. This is why it's important in your team meetings for it not to be unilateral, but it to be a reciprocal journey that people feel comfortable opening up about ideas they have, sharing. One of the things that I teach is about the system of collaboration, the collaborative leadership, whereby every voice in the circle is valued. No one can hide in the circle. No one feels more important than anybody else, but this is an opportunity for us to promote open communication and to make it clear that all the ideas that are being discussed are welcomed and they are valued. And I think that when you do that, you create this safe space, then you begin to realize that sometimes we may miss it. We may fail, but that is a part of the learning opportunity. We don't cast you away because you failed. We look at that as a growth opportunity. What did you learn from that attempt? You had an idea, we tried it, it did not work. What can we learn from that? What can we glean from that? I remember when SpaceX sent a spaceship up and it did not make it to orbit. And I thought, they're going to be so devastated, billions of dollars going up in smoke. But all they did, begin to think about, what did we learn from this? What can we do to make the next launch better? So you have to use positive enforcement and celebrate the creative ideas and genius in the room around you, even if it didn't work out. Thank you for trying. Thank you for bringing the idea forth. This is how you do it. You see, when you're trying to get people to think outside the box, the only way they can do it is they got to imagine and do it and attempt to see it done. So I think that's important, right? And all the things they do may not be successful, but at least you have to congratulate them for trying. The number three is diversity of perspective. Building a diverse team, that ensures that your team has different backgrounds and skills and viewpoints, and it assures that you have cross-functional collaboration. You got to have collective intelligence in the room. You got to be able to have different perspectives, life experiences, exposures, etc. And I think all of that helps to make your team better. It helps to make people think outside the box. Someone who has had more exposure in a particular area is able to comfortably share their experiences. And by sharing their experiences, they are helping other people know that, hey, this is possible. I didn't realize that this thing was possible. Invite guest speakers and consultants to come in and provide fresh perspectives. This is so important. And when they provide those fresh perspectives, great things begin to happen. So I just want to encourage you. I do. I want to encourage you. Make sure you have diverse perspectives. You welcome newness, freshness. You welcome new ideas and thoughts. And you'd be amazed. You would be amazed at what will happen when new ideas come forward in your group and people begin to think outside of the box. Here's number four. Challenge assumptions. Question the status quo. Regularly ask, why do we do this and why do we do it this way? See, to challenge existing processes doesn't mean that I'm being negative. It just means I'm encouraging critical thinking. I'm not intimidated by people asking those questions. Why do we always do it this way? Is there a method behind this? What is the why behind this? Teach your team to analyze, question their own assumptions. Use what-if scenarios, right? Conduct these exercises where your team imagines alternative solutions and outcomes. If we didn't do it this way, what if we did it this way? What if we were to do this thing this way or to go in this direction? I mean, begin to question and think through those things. You'd be amazed what would happen. So I think that's important as we begin to think about encouraging people to think outside the box is how we challenge assumptions and not allow people to just accept the status quo as it is, but to really be able to raise the questions and come up with alternative solutions. You'd be amazed at the creative genius that's in your team. People having a voice to go forth and to really raise these questions and come up with these solutions might be a tremendous blessing to you. I've seen it, and I know it can be a true asset to you as you go forward. Here's number five. I want you to provide your team time and space for innovation. I mean that is that you've got to dedicate time to set aside for creativity. You can't just keep grinding and grinding. When do you set aside specific time for brainstorming, creative thinking sessions, whiteboard sessions? You got to create these innovation zones and designate areas in the office that are specifically designed for creative work. Create opportunities throughout the year where people can step away from everything and reflect and download and process and come back energized with creative vision and ideas that can help the organization become all it needs to become. Support work-life balance and assure that your team has time to recharge. I talk about this all the time, that our team takes every 3 months. They take 2 or 3 days called Selah. And Selah is a week where they are able to get back home or go away into the mountains, steal away, turn off the phone. Don't do the work of what they do, but just truly pour into themselves. This is so important because that helps us. They come back fresh with great ideas, energized. They spend time with God. You have to create those moments. You can't just keep going and going and going and never take time to be poured into or to receive what God would have for your life. So provide that time and space for innovation. You'd be amazed at what will happen when you do just that. Number six is leverage the tools and techniques. By using brainstorming tools, implement methods like mind mapping. You know, think about the six thinking hats. Think about encouraging prototype or allowing teams to create quick and inexpensive models to their ideas. You know, promote that design thinking. When I talk about leveraging tools and techniques, like teach and utilize design thinking methodologies to solve problems creatively. Like, how do we see a problem and how can we all, you know, leverage the tools we have and techniques in solving this problem? How do we do this creatively without disrupting the entire organization? Can we solve this problem, come up with the creative solution together, and the team did it together? Team building exercises work extraordinarily well right here. And I encourage that to people, you know, go and to an escape game and try to see how your team thinks through and works together. Can be incredibly important. Who emerges as the leader? Who does nothing? Who falls to the back? It just says they'll figure it out. Who's actively trying to figure out how we're navigating this space? So all of these things are incredibly important, and it helps people think outside the box. You learn a lot about the people that are serving with you and working with you by creating these opportunities to leverage tools and to leverage techniques. Let's review what we've talked about, and I'm excited about this topic because we're dealing with thinking outside the box, getting your team to think outside the box, and this is really a mindset. There's an intentionality to this, helping people, number one, encourage curiosity among your team. Let people be curious, have that kind of culture where you foster that, providing the resources and books we talked about. What books are your team reading? Give your team books. I gave my team several books. You know, we had a book called Essentialism by Greg McKeown. I said, you got to read this book, team. You got to read, you know, Adam Grant's book on Rethink. You got to read these incredible pieces of work so that we can have conversations and you can ask appropriate questions around how do we reimagine what we've done and how can we continue to encourage curiosity moving forward. And then in that is creating, number two, this safe space for ideas, allowing people to be open in their dialogue about what they're thinking and what they're feeling without feeling that they're disrespecting the system and disparaging the leadership. They are just truly being honest about their own personal experience by having safe spaces for those ideas to come forth. And then this is why it's important to diversify perspectives, because by having a culture of inclusion, having different viewpoints helps you as a leader become better. It's hard to facilitate vision without a broad perspective, without having a sense of what people feel or think. And I think it's important, particularly when you have diverse perspectives, that you take advantage of that and hear and sit down, have listening time so you hear what people's hopes and dreams are and how they perceive the work that you're doing. And then number four is challenging assumptions. You know, to think outside the box here means I question the status quo. Do we always have to do it this way? What has given rise to the systems and methodologies that we use? And is there an opportunity for something to change or to be new and fresh? These are things that I think are incredibly important in challenging the assumption. And then providing the time and space for innovation, stepping apart, providing serious time to just be still, to receive from God, to write vision again fresh. It's not about just having something done, but it's about making certain that what's out there is done right. It's done appropriately. And so this is important, right? Because time and space are things you don't get back. And so I want to encourage you, perhaps thinking about your team, providing them this Selah, this space to really be rejuvenated so that they don't experience that perpetual burnout. Number six was about leveraging tools and techniques. I mean, simply put, you know, is that getting people to a place where they're thinking differently about their methodologies and how they solve problems, looking at things and saying, hey, this doesn't fit well here. Maybe it fits here. This is how we solve problems creatively. That's what makes it so amazing. Number seven is to measure and reward creativity. I cannot say this enough. You have to set innovation goals. You have to include creativity and innovation in your team's objectives and, you know, these KPIs. And I believe that you track this progress, you know, using metrics to measure the impact of the creative ideas and solutions. You can't just have a room full of ideas and no way to measure them. You've got to make sure that you reward innovation. Somebody comes up with something that's innovative, that's creative. You've got to make certain that you applaud that, recognize that. Reward your team members who contribute innovative ideas and solutions. Some of the things that come up in the staff meeting and come up in the board meeting are extraordinarily powerful. And you have to pause and recognize that and appreciate that these folks are connected to your vision and everything that they're talking about is to take your vision to the next level. So this is what it is. And I just believe that when you have a team thinking outside the box and your organization thinks outside the box, you will always be relevant. Let me say it again. When you think outside the box, when your team thinks outside the box, you will always be relevant because you always have your finger on the pulse of culture, your finger on the pulse of what God is doing, and you're able to see it in real time and hear it. So I'm appreciative of you just tuning in today. I hope this one's blessed you. Listen, thinking outside the box, I mean, I do it every single day and everybody around me knows it. And I want to encourage you to do just that. So listen, make sure you follow me at Joseph Walker 3. I really would appreciate it. This means a lot to have you connected on tonight. I am so appreciative. Also, I want to make sure you go to my website again, josephwalker3.org. Go there. Can get my books, content, find out when I'll be in your city or invite me to come. I would love to do that right there at Joseph Walker 3. Once again, I want to thank you so much just for being an amazing next level leader. We here at Next Level Leader believe that we are assigned to do great things. And as a consequence, we're doing them outside the box. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I appreciate all of you who listen to this podcast. And let me know if you're interested in partnering with me here. Maybe you say, hey, Dr. Walker, I'd love to be a partner to reach hundreds of thousands of people every single week from your platform. Let me know. Reach out to me and know that I appreciate you so much. God bless each one of you. And until next time, you be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph with you.